So it's here. My birthday. Oh my goodness. Okay. This day tends to be very, very difficult for me. For so many different reasons. Because, well, since 1981, Prophetess Mother Jackson would call me every single year and sing happy birthday. So she never missed a beat. Right up until the year that she passed away. And also because of Laura, my sister, who played a very important part of my birthday every single year. We treated each other's birthday like it was some main event, some major event, like a holiday. So for those two people, as well as my dad, I really miss them around my birthday, but I understand that life goes on, so I gotta go on. Every single year, a lot of people do, at the beginning of a year, do New Year's resolutions. Well, my resolution starts the day of my birthday, March 7th. That's when my New Year's resolution started. So by March 6th, I've already created my New Year's resolutions. And going into March 7th, my New Year's resolutions is made. So unlike most people who start their resolution at the beginning of the year, I wait to March, my birthday. I have many, many resolutions, and I'm not going to name them out right now. I prefer to keep my resolutions a secret. If you haven't had time yet to go and check out the beautiful blog that Laura wrote for me, honoring Regina Sorn, she wrote that in 2018. If you haven't had a chance to go check that out, please go check that out. If anyone know me or knew me, it would be Laura. And read that blog for the people who don't really know me or who think they know me. If you read that blog, you will find out, like, oh my God, I really didn't know her very well. You can write me at swornregina@gmail.com. I'm working on my website right now, guys. If you know anything about me, you know I'm in no big rush. No big rush. So thank you for stopping by my current audio series, Regina Sorn audio series. I want to thank all of you for being such a beautiful and wonderful part of my birthday each and every year. And this year's no different. Thank you so much for your wishes, for your post at Facebook, for your post on social media, for your phone calls. I mean, I got so much to be thankful for. Although I miss a lot of wonderful people in my life, I still got a lot to be thankful for. And that would be you out there who are continually supporting me. I want to speak, and I said that I was going to speak about this, and I don't want to take a long time. I want to talk this wonderful day, my birthday, about my top birthday gifts of all time. I want to speak about that. As you all know, the gift of gifts, and these are in no certain terms, no certain order, I should say. But when my late pastor, Prophetess Mother Amy Jackson, would call me every year and sing happy birthday to me, that was the ultimate gift. Of all the beautiful gifts that I receive or receive, that was always the ultimate. I'm a very simple person. I don't have to have glitz and glamour. It could just be something really simple to get my blood flowing. So yeah, when Mother would call and wish me happy birthday, sing me happy birthday every year, That was the top of the list, the very top. Next, and I'd say in no uncertain order, is the song composed by my friend from Italy, music genius Alessandro Porcella. With the song Regina, Happy Birthday Jen, he composed that song almost 1 year after the passing of Prophetess Mother Abby Jackson. And I was worried I don't have anybody to sing for me every year when Mother Jackson passed away. And Alessandro Porcella did not know Mother Jackson. And so when he told me he had a song for me, he was going to write a song for me, write something for me, I said, oh, okay. He said, it's going to be kind of sad though. He said, but you're really going to enjoy it. It'll lift your spirits. And I waited and I waited, and true enough, when I heard the song, it totally lifted my spirits. And that was way back in 2013. Now, fast forward to 2024. Every single year, and sometimes when I want my spirits lifted, I'll play that song, I'll play that music. Every single year when I play that music, it reminds me of Laura and Mother Jackson, and you can hear the angels singing in the song. It's such beautiful music, and I gotta give props to my friend Alessandro Porcella, because that was a gift that keeps giving. It never grows old. So I have to thank him for that. Oh my God. I appreciate also having my late brother-in-law, Zari Duhart, call and sing to me. He'll call and sing to me as well. I miss that. I really miss that. Zari is and was the husband of my sister, Sister Duhart. And he would call and sing happy birthday to me. That was just a highlight of my birthday. So I appreciate him for that. I got another highlight that you guys may or may not know. When Minister Tammy Watson did a Facebook Live for me. Now guys, that has ranked in my top birthday gifts of all time. Because the year that she did that, it was so beautiful. As whatever she does or do, it's beautiful. I appreciate her for that. That ranked in my top birthday gifts of all time 2 years ago when she went live on my birthday. Sing the most beautiful song, gave the most beautiful message. It was only 3 minutes, but it was so beautiful. I thank her for that. I thank her for that. It ranked in my top birthday gifts of all time. And of course, my friend Steve and Paul, I don't think he's on the list, but Steve, every single year, create the most beautiful pictures for me in honor of my birthday. So Steve, you may not think it's a lot, but I do appreciate you for those beautiful pictures that you create with my birthday, happy birthday, because it takes time to create photos and pictures. So thank you. I want to thank all of you who were a part of my birthday this year, family, friends, the ones who call me, the ones who's going to still call me, who haven't called me, the ones who sent cards and all of those beautiful things you sent. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for that. My birthdays are bittersweet these days because, again, I don't have Laura. And there are different people who are not in my life. But so they are bittersweet now. But however, I'm still very thankful to the Lord for allowing me to live and see another year. So thank you all for your beautiful wishes. I want to thank my Facebook fan followers. I want to thank my brothers and sisters. I want to thank my second mom up in Brentwood, Tennessee, who is so beautiful to me. The family is so wonderful to me. I want to thank them so much, Lindsay and Gabrielle and everybody. Everybody in that family is beautiful. I want to thank my brother and his wife, Elder Davis, and Sister Davis for your love, your sister, Sister Davis. I want to thank everyone, again, my brothers and sisters, my sister Catherine in Texas, and everyone that's been a part of my birthday now and down through the years. I thank you. Thank you to Chris Murphy, his dad, who also has been great to me. I thank you for the beautiful music you sent to me for my birthday. I'm going to play that on one of my shows for my radio event that's coming up shortly, guys. I want to thank everybody. I know I'm going to miss someone, so can I just say I thank everybody at this point for being a part of each and every one of my birthdays down through the years, and especially this year. Thank you so much. I love you all. I'm Regina Swearing, and this is going to like 11, 12 minutes now, so I'm going to cut it short. Thank you for being a part of my birthday this year, 2024. I love you all. Thanks again. God bless.